Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ryan Ripken, Fridays noon till 2 with Bob Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Ripping it with Ryan. Featured artist Friday, Ozzy Osbourne, paying tribute. Passed away earlier this week. Anything you want to hear from him, send a request. Plasport text line at 410-583-1057. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw, and Ryan Ripken. Let's rip it. How you doing there, big guy?
I'm doing great. Missed you and Nolan last week, but Steve and I were holding it down with Alex Scamponi. But I'm sure we have quite a bit to talk about, though, Bob.
You think? I heard about the trade deadline and the Orioles being in last place and run differential among the worst in baseball and all that good stuff. Maybe we'll just bring some of that up.
I mean, if you'd like, you know, this is all brand new to me, right?
Right.
Well, this is some people's favorite time, though, Bob. You know, it's not for the circumstance. Around the deadline, everyone thought that the Orioles would be in the position to buy. But I think what people are interested with around the deadline is what happens next. Because now the realization setting in that the Birds aren't probably going to the playoffs, let alone a World Series here, right, Bob?
That's so 0.0.
But with that, people want to know who's staying, who's going, and who's going to get opportunity to be a part of the team in 2026.
Rockabacco wrote this today in the on massandsports.com. With Felix going on the IL, the mountain, 25 players have hit the injured list for the Birds. And let's be honest, you talk about the playoffs, and Nolan said they were back after they swept somebody, what was it, back in May or something, that the Orioles were back, et cetera, et cetera. But we were kind of maybe kidding ourselves. The harsh reality is here, and we could look for underperformance, lack of fundamentals, crap pitching, whatever it is, maybe a poor construction of the roster to begin with, coming out of Sarasota. But injuries are real. Not to make excuses and only get in here for the Orioles, but if we want to look for the three main reasons why the Orioles are 15 and a half games out of first place and 9 out of the wild card in the final week of July, injuries has got, if it's not number one, it's got to be 1A, I would think.
So it is a good point to understand and for people to not realize it's an excuse, but it's a reality that the Birds are banged up. They've been banged up. And at some point, when you don't have significant talent on the field, it's going to hurt your product. Having said all that, though, the Orioles aren't the only team that deals with injuries. And I think that's the part we want to emphasize. But there's an understanding of, you're telling me the Orioles could have won more games if Kyle Bradish is throwing the ball once every 5 days and Grayson Rodriguez is 100%? That matters. But with what they have, Bob, when you see it on a day in and day out, the problem for the Orioles, for me, it's not just about the injuries, which confidence goes down when you don't have your best guys. I get that. But how you play the game should still be the same no matter what. And I understand that if you're going to... How do I want to say this properly? I understand that if you don't have the firepower offensively, you're probably not going to score as many runs. If your pitching isn't as strong, yeah, then you might be more susceptible. But still, the Orioles have good players. I think when you look at the deadline here, they're just underperforming, period. And actually, I'd argue there's a team that's selling right now. They made a trade last night. The Arizona Diamondbacks are in a similar situation. Had injuries earlier. But when you look at their roster, you go, man, this roster still should be better than what they are. And I think that that's a fundamental issue that the Orioles have faced here through the first 101, 102 games of the season.
We can throw the Braves in there too. But Nolan, you buying injuries as an excuse for the Orioles sucking this year?
It's part of the equation. And I think that's about it. I mean, I agree with Ryan. You know, you look at some of the struggles of expected core players this year. I know Gunnar delayed spring training essentially, but it took him a while to get going. I mean, a guy like Cedric Mullins had a really hot start to the season. Since then, it's been very rough. That's probably the best way to put it. I mean, there's expected guys that were supposed to carry this team, or at the very least just be better than what they're giving you, and it hasn't happened. So, I mean, if you gave this team a full clean slate of health that included the Kyle Bradishes and the Tyler Wells of the world, then yes, obviously you're probably going to have more wins, and who knows how close they are to actually being in contention. But I think even still, with a better bill of health, this team still would have been underachieving compared to years past.
I mean, looking at this right now, because I want to go through these injury lists, and of course, the Orioles list is extensive. Cade Povich, Kyle Bradish, Batista now, Keegan Aiken, Ryan Mountcastle, Adley Rutschman, Grayson Rodriguez, Albert Suarez, that Swiss Army knife. Clearly, a lot of players. But when I look around Major League Baseball, other teams have had to lose key parts and they bounce back. You know, I look at with the Red Sox, they had two starting pitchers, Cutter Crawford, who hasn't pitched this year, and then Tanner Houck, who's supposed to be one of their best guys, and they traded away Rafael Devers. And here you are, they're finding ways to win baseball games. Every team is missing somebody. The Cleveland Guardians, who the Orioles just played, they're missing still. I mean, it's been a while, but John Means was the guy they signed in the offseason. He hasn't pitched. Shane Bieber is not a part of their rotation. No one, I guess my point is, no one fully cares about the results, right, Bob? Is that fair to say?
Yeah.
Because they want you to go out there and play to a better level. And I'll put it this way. I think it'd be fair to say if the Orioles had all these injuries and they were a little bit under 500, I think it's the way that they're losing, Bob. That's what I wanted to emphasize. It's not that they're just a couple games under 500. Like, they're well below 500, and that's more of the style of play for me more than the injuries.
And they've been seven games or more under 500 for a long, long time. Let's not forget the Yankees, no Cole, no Luis Gil this year either, and they're still, you know, in a playoff situation. But I'm going to go PT. Not only the injured guys on the IL now. Kowser was out 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
Gunnar missed what? The first 2 weeks of the season. Westberg was out for what? 6 weeks. I mean, they've never... O'Neill's been on the IL multiple times. The team that Mike Elias envisioned when he put it together, and this is on him, obviously, has never been together at all. That team has not been on the field at one time for a consistent basis, especially at all. How many games to start the season did Hyde have to break out a different lineup?
And that's frustrating as hell,
sure,
with it, right? Because that's to your point. And
I'm making excuses all this time.
Well, that's not excuses. I think when everyone wants to point the blame at one person, in this case, it's not. There's not one person to blame for the Orioles' inefficient play. Now, does leadership and organizational hierarchy get to take the brunt of it, a.k.a. Mike Elias? Yes, because he's the one that's constructing the team. But if you had told him beforehand that all of these injuries would have happened, he probably would have constructed it a lot differently. A lot of teams would. But here's the point I want to emphasize real quickly. All right. And I talk about the three phases of the game. You know, you got hit, pitch, you field. And with this case, fielding to me, regardless of your lineup, I know there's better defensive players than other. I think you should have guys that play those positions in the right spots, but they've moved around. Bob, the Orioles are in the bottom eight in fielding percentage in baseball, okay? We knew that if your pitching was going to be weak, which right now it is the fourth worst in baseball, it's gotten better. Oh. But they have a ERA just below five that's 27th in baseball, only ahead of the Nationals, the Athletics, and the Rockies. All those teams are well below 500, right? And then the batting, your lineup. Average-wise, they're 23rd in baseball with a 238 average. Well, Ryan, it's all about OPS, driving in runs. It's all about that. Okay, we want to play that game? The Orioles are 22nd in baseball. So I agree. When you're missing your players, it does make a huge, huge impact. But when you're looking across the board with the guys that they still have had on their roster, is this a team that is bottom 10 in every statistical category? To me, I think the answer is no. And that's why I'm a little bit more adamant about the fundamental side over necessarily the injury side.
Which we're going to get to. We have time for a call. Nolan McGraw, Quick Draw says yes. Ripping it with Ryan, Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw, and of course, Ryan Ripken. Let's go to Joaquin in Baltimore. Joaquin, what's up?
Hey, how y'all doing today?
All right.
I love your show. Ryan, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
As with your professional experience, with all the, do players get tired of analytics? I don't think the balance of just letting guys play the game that they love and the analytical portion is on the same scale there. I think it's too much analytics, it's too much thinking, and I don't think these players can really play free under Mike Elias because of his, I guess you would say, his analytical style. He's in it too much. Is that just me, or with your experience, could you help me out on that question?
Yeah, really appreciate your question.
Thanks, Joaquin.
Thank you. You know, and maybe we'll get into a conversation later. For people that have been following baseball for a while, I talked to Omar Vizquel, longtime shortstop in Cleveland, around the Lake San Francisco, and we talked about the analytics they've even playing the position because they have note cards everywhere. That can maybe be for later. But to answer the question, when things go wrong, thinking more doesn't lead to success. And when you're in 2022, 2023, when the birds were rising, everything was feeling good and there was no issue, right? And the guys, when things are going right, you don't necessarily think about the bad. And they were analytically driven the last few years and no one talked about it. Where analytics, in my opinion, become a problem is when you got to go through the day-to-day of a baseball season. And with players now, when the league starts to figure you out a little bit, Bob, because that's the other part where the experience of this team, when we talked about the adversity and dealing with struggle, you might have success in the beginning or whenever you do. Well, guess what? These teams are going to continue to study your weaknesses. And for the players, there's only so many ways that you can break down why your swing's a certain way or the analytics of the game. At some point, you have to have the feel, and you have to trust your instincts on the field. I think sometimes the analytics, when things go wrong, players think too much, and they're athletes at the end of the day. You got to go out there and trust your preparation, and then go out there and trust your instincts. And I think at times for the Orioles, they might be thinking a little bit too much about what the percentages are and not necessarily of what the moment is telling them to do.
Ripping it with Ryan, Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw, and Ryan Ripken will come back by ourselves. It's got that weekend dough. That's Steve Molesky. He'll be joining us bottom of the hour talking about the draft class that was for the Orioles. Got a big signing yesterday. Little Slay, he's sticking around. Could have went to Vanderbilt, but hey, the cheap Orioles spent some dough to get a guy to forego a free ride to Vanderbilt. And then we'll take more of your phone calls at 410-583-1057. And Nolan McGraw, Ryan Ripken's got a problem with the Orioles not taking batting practice on a Friday. It's really hot outside, but Rockies are doing it.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Well, as we always do on Fridays or around this time, every day, 12:15. I mean, we've had a long week of work. Expenditures are there. I mean, you got to buy the groceries. You got to get the gas. You got to pay the cable bills and all that good stuff. We have tons going on here on the World of Sports, which we'll address. But Nolan, are you ready? Count some dough?
I was not ready. No.
A little buy or sell that I just teased like 5 minutes ago. Well, we can make it up.
No, I got it.
You got this?
Are you buying or selling?
I'm not going to buy into that crap.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Yeah, we're not doing a stock report here.
Yeah, no doubt. It's all green.
Oh.
Or red, temperature-wise.
It's really about how
it's
you...
It's either red or green.
It's your outlook, Nolan. What do you want it to be?
Oh, it's terrible, man. It's never been worse.
Feeling red right now.
Sell. What do you got for us, Nolan?
Well, let's start here with the series this weekend, Orioles and Rockies. A real treat for baseball fans here this weekend at Camden Yards. Well, at the very least, if you like home runs, you might be in luck because the Orioles have allowed the second most homers in Major League Baseball, while the Rockies have given up the fourth most. Prospective pitchers this weekend for the O's: Kramer, Rogers, Sagano. On the other side, Freeland, Gomber, and Senzatella.
Can you say that one more time?
No, I can't.
Do we need to get Mills Lane in here and give you a stand and eight, Nolan?
Buy or sell. Yeah. You'll see at least a dozen total homers between these two teams this weekend.
I'm going to sell, to be honest. You know? I don't – maybe just because you said Dino and Trevor Rogers, I think Dean and Trevor are pitching very well for the Baltimore Orioles. So I think that the pitching staff for the Birds is going to hold up their side of the bargain. And overall, the ball hasn't left the ballpark maybe as much as Baltimore would like. Maybe that changes. But for right now, I'm going to sell that.
Now, Dino can be prone to the long ball.
Oh, he is good. He is good for a couple. I know yeah. My guy. But I think – I just think a lot of runs maybe for the O's, but I don't know if we're going to see as many homers.
Okay, so crooked numbers, but maybe not a lot of souvenirs. How's that sound?
That sounds right. Yeah, you put that together better.
Over to the NFL, the Lions' fast ascent to the top of the NFC has been impressive, but now they find themselves nearing the Super Bowl, and those expectations only increase. Bob has considered them, or at least circled them, as the NFC team with the most pressure right now. And the logic is sound. But maybe their biggest concern will be the losses on their coaching staff, mainly their highly touted offensive and defensive coordinators who both landed head coaching gigs. CBS Sports' Zach Parelis ponders if Detroit has missed their best opportunity to win a Super Bowl in the past 2 years. He sees improvements for the defense coming, but maybe a step back for the offense. Will that all balance out? Bob, are you buying or selling that the Lions have already missed their best chance to win the big one?
I'm selling that 100%, and I saw an interview with Jared Goff on NFL Network this morning where he said with the new OC, and I apologize, I don't know his name, the terminology is a little bit different, but a lot of the scheme is the same as Ben Johnson's. So I don't think that they still have great running backs. They have great receivers. Goff's a solid, if not sometimes spectacular, quarterback. Hutchinson's back on the defense, as you said. Now, their window is wide open. That's why I said Nolan. Super Bowl or bust for Detroit. I wonder if Dan Campbell would like to get in here and start giving us the business for saying that, like Harbsy did.
He wouldn't shy away from it.
No. I mean, I'd be afraid of him, though. He'd probably twist me around like a pretzel.
Might bite your kneecap off. That's right. You know?
Actually, I heard they had to end their training camp practices earlier, at least yesterday, because of fighting.
Nice.
So a little chippy out there.
Yeah, no pressure on them.
No. Back to baseball. The other night, the Dodgers took down the Twins 4-3 in overtime. But what happened earlier in the game is what drew headlines. Shohei Ohtani homering in his fifth straight game. That ties a franchise record in the process, while he also becomes the first player to post a homer streak like that since Aaron Judge did last year. Tonight, LA starts up a series against the Red Sox. Brian Bello on the mound for Boston. Buy or sell, Ryan, Ohtani makes Dodgers history with a sixth consecutive game with a long ball.
Yeah, I'm going to buy it. I think when you're on one of those benders, which Shohei is on, and by the way, it feels like he's on one every single year, right? He's one of the best players in the game, one of the best players the game has ever seen talent-wise. Yeah, it just matches up well, and I do mean that. When you are in the zone and Shohei has power to all parts of the field, you know, he could miss hit one, it could still go out. But my guess is he's going to get a hanging mistake, and he's going to rewrite the Dodgers record books. And I'll be honest, though, Nolan, it's probably not going to be the last thing he's going to rewrite in the record books for the Dodgers and in Major League Baseball.
And time for one more topic here, also in baseball. Trade season got rolling last night. Mariners and Diamondbacks striking a deal, but many more to come before the end of next week. A name that once seemed inevitable to be on the move, Luis Robert Jr. with the White Sox. The rumors of trades have surrounded him for years at this point, but he still has two club options for 2026 and 27. Pretty cheap buyout if Chicago, maybe worst case scenario, had hit the eject button. But Jeff Passan reporting that Robert Jr. is stuck in trade limbo right now. Chicago wants more than what they've been offered from some teams. The Athletic adding that the Sox could even pick up that option next year in hopes of trying again for a better market next July. Bob, are you buying or selling that Robert will not be traded again this year?
Oh, man, he just got over the Mendoza line.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, OPS is pathetic at 636. The injury issues have been career long. No longer tradable, is that what you said? Ask me, Nolan.
Won't get traded this year.
I'm selling it. Cut bait.
Move on?
Yeah, move on.
No,
so low. His value's probably not all that great, but, I mean, you're trying to rebuild, refurbish the White Sox organization, and they show a pulse from time to time, but this guy's only 27 years old, too.
And he's got two club options moving forward, right? Yeah. So, I mean, like, that's the emphasis I wanted to put on that. Two club options. So if you're buying the talent that you can help fix him, that could be a steal, but in the other case of it, do you want to pay a guy $20 million that you think can't stay healthy and can barely hit over 200? That's the dilemma, but he's a talented dude. I remember him just ripping apart the Frederick Keys when he was on the Winston-Salem dash back in 2019.
Yeah, it's 4th and 8 if I'm the White Sox and Ray Guy's coming out on the field. And that thing's going 70 yards down. Or he's going to throw a trick pass because Ray Guy could do all sorts of stuff. When we come back, Steve Molesky's going to be joining us. Talk about the Orioles and the draft that was. The trade deadline coming up next week. What, a week from Thursday is the trade deadline. Get more from Nolan. We got Bob Nightingale future Hall of Fame baseball writer, USA Today, talking about the trade deadline with him and the most disappointing teams. Because last time we talked to Bob, which was obviously a few weeks ago, he said he talked to GMs, Ryan, and watch out for the Orioles. Ooh, miscalculation.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Covered the Orioles for a long time. He's our colleague here on 105.7 The Fan. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Featured on Friday. It's Ozzie, by the way. Steve Molesky. Steve, what's up?
Bob and Ryan, good afternoon.
How you doing, dude?
I am good.
We had Peter Flaherty on a couple of days ago from Baseball America talking about the Orioles draft that was, and he gave Siskel and Ebert two thumbs up, A+. He loved Irish, who Keith Law had in his top 60 prospect list already today in The Athletic. So, Steve, you analyze this stuff as well as anyone. I mean, we would criticize Elias for the Major League roster, but what about the job he and his people did draft time?
Well, we'll know in 2 years a lot more, but it's playing to good reviews by the people who do it more than all of us, you know, sure. The Baseball Americans of the world and Jim Callis and Keith Law and those guys who really know those players. And I don't watch the college game to say I've seen Ike Irish play. I mean, I look at the stats that everyone else looks at, but I think the Orioles did a good job, and it looks like they spent every nickel they could. They did use their spending power, and they gave DeBrun over slot. And so, you know, they doled out $19 or $20 million in this draft. And hopefully it'll do a lot of good. And I pointed out numerous times, Bob, on the airwaves and on my writing on Substack, that they can trade players drafted at the end of the World Series. So what they've done is they've added to their prospect capital pool, and maybe they're going to add to it more here in the next few days, getting some high level minor guys and deals. And it just fortifies them for deals this winter.
It's a good insight there, because the Orioles definitely, Steve, are going to need some more pitching specifically, because who doesn't need enough pitching? And Steve, I always like getting to talk with you. They couldn't separate us here. Last week we're together. We're talking ball again. But since we're talking pitching, you got a chance to see arguably the Orioles' best pitcher in their organization who's been on the IL. Kyle Bradish was in Aberdeen trying to get back. Now, we're not worried about how he specifically looks. It's about the feel. But from your just insights on everything so far with Kyle Bradish, your impression so far of him getting back on the bump?
Well, you know, I had heard from some people just, you know, kind of off the record over the last few weeks that had seen him throw bullpens or whatever, that, man, he looks really good. And so let's see what it looks like in a game. And it looked pretty good. I mean, the Iron Birds were a little sloppy on D behind him. He gave up a soft single that cost him a run. But, I mean, his first pitch of the game was 92, ground out to second. His second pitch of the game was 97. And it's like, wow, okay. And he had several 95s and 6s in there. So, I mean, the fastball velocity was there for the first time out. And he looked good. And, I mean, the Orioles don't let us interview the rehab guys, so we don't know specifically how he felt. But Ryan Gall, the manager, really liked it and thought he was quite pleased with his outing. And, you know, it's a nice first step. And, I mean, guys, he was pitching in a game, in a professional game, 13 months and 5 days out of surgery. So that's not bad. And I think this year for him, guys, is whether he adds a lot to the 25 team or not, just get him back in some Oriole games eventually, set him up to have a full year, knock on wood, healthy year in 26. And the guy's got a 2.8 ERA since 2023. So let's not forget, he's the best pitcher on this staff.
Oh, no doubt. And when he's been healthy for a full season, right, Steve? He was a Cy Young candidate going back to 2023. Now he wasn't.
Finished fourth, yeah.
Yeah, I think maybe he could have gone top three, but I digress. We're looking at a top pitcher in the game of baseball. And that's the priority here, Steve, is you can never have too much starting pitching. And that's why when we were on last week here, you know, you and I sat here and said, we think it's hard that they're going to trade any of their controllable starting pitchers. Trevor Rogers apparently was going to be explored for trade. I don't see that being happening. I don't see Dean Kramer going anywhere. But the Orioles do have some arms in the bullpen still that might be hot commodities since you can take Felix Bautista's name out of there. So Dominguez and Soto are the two that I think are going to draw attention. In your mind, what type of starting pitcher, because that's what I think the Orioles would target, what type of caliber player maybe in the minors do you think that they could get back for two of those guys that are going to be in demand for bullpen needy teams?
Well, people have pointed out, writers have pointed out correctly, I think, that if the Orioles package a couple of their tradable players, Ryan O'Hearn goes with Sir Anthony Dominguez, that could bring back a bigger package of talent. But just individually, none of these guys are bringing a top 100 prospect and maybe not even a high top 30, a team top 30. But what you hope to get is a high-level pitcher, AA, AAA, who a year from now can help you, who's on the cusp. Because we have to remember, Ryan, if a contender is adding an Oriole player, they don't want to subtract from their roster, and then it's just a wash, right? Mm-hmm. So they want to be additive for the postseason. So contenders are often trading prospects. And so Orioles fans are going to blow their gasket. What do we got? He can't help us next year. Well, again, any prospect they add in the next few days might help them next year, might help them in winter trades, and is all good. You're just adding to your organizational talent base, and that's a good thing.
So I want to follow that up then, because Josh Naylor got traded from the Diamondbacks to the Mariners, and they got two top 30 prospects, I believe, in that deal, which I think with Josh Naylor even being a little bit younger and what he's proven in past years, and you made a great point, guys like Ryan O'Hearn, guys like Cedric Mullins, on their own, even though they have value being on expiring contracts, the value is going to be less. So I appreciate you saying the top 100 prospects is not necessarily going to happen. But in your mind then, who do you think is the most valuable trade piece? Is there a player that we have mentioned for the Orioles, or is there someone else that we haven't mentioned that you think could bring in the best return if the Orioles were to move that player?
Well, I mean, the beauty here is in the eye of the beholder. So there might be someone out there who says, I know Cedric Mullins isn't tearing the cover off the ball, but I really like what he brings. I think he could elevate his game for 2 months and help us get over the top. But right now, I would have to say, I think Charlie Morton might be the most sought-after guy because he's pitched so well outside of one start coming out of the break. And look at his playoff experience. Mm-hmm. He's got a 3.60 ERA and 80 postseason innings. So he doesn't just have 2 games of playoff experience. He's got 15 or 20. And the guy is throwing 95, 96. He's a medical marvel to me at 41. I don't know how long he can go, but he's still going strong. And with his playoff resume, somebody's going to want that. And then Sir Anthony has a good playoff resume. And the splitter has gotten everybody in the game's attention. So those are two sought-after guys. I mean, with Ryan O'Hearn, he's going to be 32, but, you know, he might be the late bloomer who his best 2 or 3 years are still to come. I mean, he looks like he just keeps trending up, and his defense keeps getting solid at first. So I think those three are out there, and we'll see what the rest holds. I mean, the Orioles have a host of guys. This could be really active for them in the next few days.
Ripping it with Ryan, 105.7 The Fan, Steve Molesky. What's going on in your world here on this Featured Artist Friday?
Well, I'm going to head to the ballpark tonight and sweat off a few pounds, which is a good thing for me, probably. And, you know, I just got it going on Substack, guys. So check me out, steveonbaseball.substack.com. That's where I'm doing my writing now. And have a podcast every week and some videos. And I covered Bradish last night in Aberdeen. We'll be in Baltimore tonight. Just have had a steady stream of minor league stuff. I just wrote a big feature on Trey Gibson, Double A Chesapeake, who I think may be now the best pitching prospect in the Oriole farm system. If he's not, he's in the top 3 or 4. So I keep it going.
Steve Molesky, always appreciate the time. I'll see you down at Cannon Yards later today.
All right, Bobster, see you then.
There he is, Steve Molesky. It's Ribbiter with Ryan Nolan. We got breaking news.
Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun. John Heyman on Twitter. Gregory Soto traded to the Mets. No compensation noted or known right now, but Soto on the move.
No Soto for Soto? No. Gregory Soto, your boy, on his way to New York, back to the National League East, where the Orioles got him from in the first place.
Yeah, you know what? I'll talk about it on the other side here, but the Mets, I'm really curious because I felt, and I've said this for actually the last couple weeks, I thought my bold or guarantee was the Orioles were going to make a deal with the Mets. Now I'm curious who they got, Bob.
I know that. And Soto leaves on a high note. Got the save yesterday.
Yes, he did.
For the Birds in Cleveland. Bob Nightingale, USA Today, top of the hour. Talk more about this trade deadline in a matter of minutes. Has tweeted out the X'd out the compensation for the left-handed reliever there.
Yeah, so the Orioles give up Gregory Soto, and they are receiving Wellington Arocena and Cameron Foster. Now, Arocena is a single-A pitcher down at the St. Lucie Mets. Righty, 6'2", 6'3". Kind of seems like he has the wiry frame, 180. But it seems like he's got an electric arm. Why? Look at the numbers. 2.38 ERA, 64 innings, but Bob, 84 punchies. And that punchies means strikeout. Sorry for my little slang terminology there. And then Cameron Foster is a big relief pitcher that spent time mainly in Double-A. And don't look at the Triple-A stats because you go, what the heck's the guy with the 17 ERA doing up there? Well, he's only been up there for 2 games. His Double-A stats now, however, 26 years old, 1.01 ERA, and again, he's in the plus more than one strikeout per 9 innings, or per inning, I should say. So if we're looking at 26 and two-thirds, he's got 34 strikeouts. So 2 guys, which it looks like to me, Arocena, and I'm sorry if the pronunciation's a hair off there. I can't roll the N the way that I would usually. Yeah. My Spanish is down a little bit,
Bob. I can barely speak English, Ryan.
But
don't ask for help over here.
But it seems to me the upside player is going to be Wellington. But Foster looks like he can be a dependable arm, and I wouldn't be surprised now with this move. He pitches well in AAA that we might see him in Baltimore here at the end of the year.
Now, Prisotto, he's gonzo, much to the chagrin of Nolan McGraw over there. But Steve Molesky mentioned Sir Anthony Dominguez possibly being another valuable trade chip as, you know, contending teams want to strengthen the back end of the bullpen. But what about Ramon Laureano, who's now tied for the team lead in home runs, was signed free agent after a big second half for Atlanta last year to be a fourth outfielder, basically, And he's become a guy that probably gets votes for most valuable Oriole, the way things are rolling right now, especially if O'Hearn gets traded. But what do you do with Laureano here with an option, a friendly team option for 2026?
I think you need to get blown away with an offer because he's playing at an all-star caliber level right now. And you could say, well, that's selling high. Well, yeah, they probably could sell high. But if you're a team and you think that Ramon Laureano can be at least 75-80% of what he is right now, which is a very, very solid outfielder in the big leagues, good outfielder right now, like above average outfielder, then you can be a little bit more aggressive. But I'm looking at the compensation here, Bob, because I want to – it's putting my thinking cap on here, if that's okay.
Yeah.
All right? So Wellington for the Mets that we just mentioned, 19th prospect in the Mets system, right, for Soto. Now Foster – not on this list, according to MLB.com or MILB and their prospects and their top 30. So 19th prospect for the Mets coming to Baltimore for just Soto. So when you hear that and we're looking at compensation, Dominguez to me, I believe should get higher than that. To be like, I think that Dominguez, the righty arm out of the pen, when you're looking past some of the closers in the game where that's going to be paying the premium, like I saw Helsley with the Cardinals is going to be in high demand if they move him. Felix Bautista would have taken a mountainous offer. Sorry for my pun, everybody. But Dominguez, I think, is going to be somewhere in the middle there. And I think that he could probably get a top 15 prospect if that's the compensation that you just got for Soto.
Big K rate for Dominguez this year for sure. But what about Charlie Morton? As Steve brought up, this is a guy, and we've discussed it many times here, ripping it with Ryan and on Vinny and Haney. The way he was pitching in April and May, we didn't think he'd be on the team. And the only reason he's probably on the team is because of the big contract he signed, $15 million. Now you flip him in his 40s, literally, but big playoff experience and pitching well and has been for, he's stacking some quality outings here for the most part.
I mean, really since that little session in the bullpen, the reset, whatever you want to consider it, he settled in. And he was right. And for me, when I watched him and I break down the game, Bob, and sit there and go, is the guy washed or does he just need to put it together? Nothing with Charlie's stuff was washed. It was putting it back together because he wasn't hitting his spots. His curveball then wasn't effective. But a guy who's in it, still defying time or father time, throwing 96 miles an hour with sink and movement, you can see what he's capable of doing it, and now he's done it over the last couple months. But the bigger question, though, is, and I just saw popping up on the TV here, because you're looking at other pitchers around that aren't having great years. Zach Gallen on the Diamondbacks is one of those guys. He's going to be a pending free agent, but he's got over a five ERA this year. Right? Charlie Morton to me is the better pitcher right now, but Charlie, it's really for right now. You're not even looking for any opportunity for him past 2025. So what's that look like? That's the part I'm having a tough time trying to assess. Teams need starting pitching, but are they going to be that desperate to give up a top 30 prospect for Charlie? I don't know. I think that would be a package to try to get someone there, just given that you're going for 3 months of Charlie, and he might ride into the sunset if he thinks that this is where his career's at.
Tripping it with Ryan. Nolan McGraw's on the other side of glass. Bob Haney with you. When we come back, we'll talk to Bob Nightingale, future Hall of Fame writer with USA Today. Talk about the trade deadline. Trade made today. Gregory Soto just tuning in. Goes to the Mets. Got the American League East report coming up at the bottom of the hour. Don't forget tonight, Pickles Pub, 6 o'clock, Baltimore Baseball Tonight, brought to you by Jerry's Home Services. First home game in 2 weeks, Floppy Hat Night, Orioles and Rockies. Bob Haney, me, Nolan, him, and Jim Hunter.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off. The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.